A celebration to last throughout the year. There is no question that music brings us together, helps us mark milestones, and shapes the emotional tone of key moments in our lives. Stepping back, we might suggest that celebration is a key element of performance music at the University of Scranton. Shortly, the jazz band will be welcoming the freshman class to campus and making this landmark moment in the students' lives both memorable and perhaps a bit less stressful. Also, striving to communicate a sense that first-timers are certainly welcome in the community and that they belong. But there are more serious times, at Christmas, for example. That's when performance music hosts a campus and community-wide celebration of the season with hymns and such. Only a few days later to burst out with Rudolph and Frosty and other holiday favorites. They play for graduation ceremonies and investitures of university presidents. All the while, they bring in world-class musicians and ensembles to entertain us, stir us, wow us, and as a new season of performance music at the University of Scranton begins, Cheryl Boga, conductor and artistic director, and Janelle Decker, conductor and executive director, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to give us a sense of the program and what's on offer at the beginning of September. Cheryl Boga.
I'm not sure anybody has anything quite like it. It is all non-majors, all our own campus community. All the ensembles are filled and perform not only for themselves, but all of the concerts are gifts to the audience. Everything is free. And we bring in world-class guest artists to perform with our students and in solo performances as well, or with their own groups. And in most cases, almost every case, there's some kind of clinic, masterclass, open rehearsal observation, lesson opportunity with world-class artists. Our first one has people from Haydn Handel Society coming. We, our jazz band has Michael Bublé's drummer coming. Name it. It runs the gamut from historical performance to Bublé. And it's all free, and every concert's open to the community. And there are about, 18, 20 or more performances a year. And we're just delighted. We hope that everybody will come to at least one concert of the 8 or 9 planned this semester and bring a friend, because Price is Right.
It's a diamond in the rough, if you will, in downtown Scranton. You wouldn't expect it from looking from the street towards the building. So the church is well over 100 years old, big red stone Gothic looking thing. And then, you know, when you enter through our Jefferson doors, it opens up into a marvelous rehearsal space where we see the symphonic band, the string orchestra, concert choirs, and steel drum band. If you go upstairs into the aula, which features our Austin Opus 301 symphonic organ, along with the stage and all of the pews for our audiences. And that's where all of our concerts are held, and free of charge, by the way.
The really interesting thing is that our students do all this and not one of them is a major in music. We don't offer majors in music. There is no audition. If you're a University of Scranton student, you're in. And we have students from every major that we offer across the curriculum. And they're just brought together through their love of making music. And what they accomplish is pretty unique and pretty remarkable.
Yeah, so just around the corner here, we have our freshman move-in, where they are greeted by the University of Scranton Jazz Band every single fall. And it's a wonderful experience, because not only do the new students get to hear a piece of our music department there, but it's also a nice tool for Cheryl and I to meet people who maybe somehow we missed at an orientation or something. They got past us, and It's a way for us to make connections to the new students and invite them into our program, and they get to see and hear the band firsthand.
I also think it just feels very welcoming. You know, as somebody who is a parent who dropped kids off places, I think having so many students the way we do freshman move-in is remarkable, because nobody who is a parent or an incoming student will carry anything. So we have teams of our students that come back early. They call them the purple shirts, but they're in different teams. So one area, they'll wear this color, another. Nobody gets out of the car. You pull up, the kid gets out, and only the kid, and just meets this. They get descended on by eight kids that empty the car, carry everything up to the room with them while the parents go and park the car. And by the time they're back, it's all in. And so there's that. They see a whole student jazz band that has given up a chunk of their summer to welcome them. They see these wonderful young men and women carrying, you know, TVs upstairs for them. And they know that, I think it's a way of letting them know that their fellow students are there for them. It's an amazing thing to watch.
Then you get formal and the season of performance music begins.
Not by playing Cool in the Gang Celebration, which we play at move-in. But this year, my bonus daughter, Kako Miura Boga, is a founding member of Relic Ensemble. So Relic is, they've been lauded by New York Classical Review as elegant and stylish and innovative. What they do is they pick a theme and they break it into narrative chapters, which unites the repertoire, and it's early music. It's like historical performance, but they make the programming tell a story in the historical performance. You know, at first I was like, okay, it's interesting, but I'm not a big historical performance person. You know, they made more modern clarinets for a reason. I am all about it now because I've heard really good now. So my whole look on this thing has changed. So if you're somebody who was always like, oh, Christopher Hogwood, get lost, come here, Relic, because there is an immediacy. When Winton started his program, when he started jazz at Lincoln Center, he said, all jazz is modern. Because people were saying, oh, that's old jazz, that's tragic. He said, all jazz is modern. That was their motto. They take the historical performance practices and literature, and Relic makes it relevant. It makes that line of continuity that all great music should, uniting humanity across all of the boundaries. They were founded in 2022, and their goal is to bring excellent historical performance and breathtaking concert experiences to audiences in all 50 states. And boy, do they have a good start going. They also have a very strong educational component. Anywhere they go, they try to do either observation rehearsal, masterclass, children's show, somewhere it related to that area. And so for us, the concert is on Friday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the University of Scranton Houlihan McLean Center, and that's the Relic Ensemble. They're an 11-piece period instrument chamber orchestra. You can read about them more and see more of what they do at relicensemble.org. That's R-E-L-I-C ensemble.org. Admission is free. Each of them in their own right is an established, they play with orchestras and chamber music all over the Northeast, and some of them in LA. There's some of them are coming a distance for this. And the program they're touring with this time is called The Spheres, and it takes audiences on a breathtaking journey through the cosmos. So they're using music by like Bach, Handel, Vivaldi, and others to tell the story of, I guess, our galaxy. That's what they do. Their last one was Juno. So they come up with some really cool stuff. They did a Baroque opera that they presented as a children's show that was genius. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people around here, they are nonprofit and they count on support for the educational things. And there are a number of people I know who do donate to them because the idea of what they're doing educationally, and again, they're just amazing. They're just amazing. And they're world class. All of them, every one of them is truly committed to this music. When people come and read the bios, wow. And so I hope we get a huge crowd. 11-piece period instrument chamber orchestra. Where else are you going to hear that? And for free.
Celebratory music performed by the Relic Ensemble. And we have a chance to hear them as part of the performance music at the University of Scranton fall season. We heard from Cheryl Boga, conductor and artistic director, and Janelle Decker, conductor and executive director of performance music, about the start, and that is Friday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m., Relic Ensemble in concert at the Houlihan McLean Center at the corner of Mulberry Street and Jefferson Avenue. There will be parking throughout the university, and it's open to the public, and it's free of charge, as we've heard them say. And for more information, scranton.edu/music, scranton.edu/music. The next performance will be at the end of September, Saturday, September 27th, two concerts, a children's concert at 1 and a 7:30 performance at the Houlihan McLean Center. And it's the Kyle Athade Dance Party and the University of Scranton Jazz Band taking part. And you can find the entire listings of the season at scranton.edu/music, scranton.edu/music. Performance music at the University of Scranton, this ensemble, the Relic Ensemble, Friday, September 12th, 7:30 p.m., in concert. And when Cheryl says you should read the biographies, you should go to relicensemble.org and read the biographies of these performers. They play with the finest early music ensembles in the country. Apollo's Fire, Handel and Haydn Society, all throughout the country, and they are tops, and yet they love performing with each other in this format with that narrative theme concept. And so this time it's the spheres, and they'll take us on a wonderful musical trip through the cosmos. Scranton.edu/music. It's Friday, September 12th at 7:30.